Good morning. My whole life I've been a Christian. I was baptized at Towson Presbyterian Church, and I've attended services in church school for as long as I can recall. I can still remember annoying Miss Lotz as I fooled around in godly play with Ryan however many years ago. Nevertheless, I didn't always enjoy going to Sunday school or church in general, and it often just felt like a chore. I never saw how it mattered to my life. How I came to this conclusion, I'm not sure, but I perceived God as simply the overseer of the sky who rewarded me when I did something good and punished me if I did something bad. And as for Jesus, I didn't really know who he was either. Despite everything I was learning in Sunday school, I had never really figured out how Jesus was different than God. The two terms sometimes seemed interchangeable. I even questioned whether they were the same person. It was not until middle school that I'd say my faith journey really began. When I started going to TPC youth group, I gained a greater understanding of who Jesus was and what he had done. I had loosely learned of the love Jesus had for me, but I was not aware of the depth of his connection to my life. When something bad would happen, I would ask Jesus to fix it. When I had a test, I would ask Jesus for an A. When I had a soccer game, I would ask Jesus for a win. When I had a birthday, I would ask Jesus for good presents. If I didn't get the A or the win, I would question whether Jesus really loved me or if he really was who he claimed himself to be. But through youth group, I started to realize that Jesus could play a greater role in my life. It was in high school that my answer to Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" started to change. I began attending Young Life Club with my peers from school. For those of you that don't know what Young Life is, it is a Christian organization that introduces youth to Jesus and helps them to strengthen their faith. I have to say, Young Life did nothing short of that for me. I entered Young Life lacking the knowledge of what Jesus could mean to me, but I was quickly surrounded by a welcoming and friendly community that aspired to teach me what truly having Jesus in my life might look like. The fellowship and Bible study I participated in with my Young Life peers introduced me to a whole new world. I quickly realized that almost everything I thought about Jesus was one-dimensional and lacking clarity. Recently at Young Life, we explored the story of Jesus claiming he was the bread of life. After Jesus feeds the 5,000, many of those he fed followed after him to his next destination. When they had reached him, they explained to Jesus they had become hungry again, and they asked for more food. Just like the crowd, I saw Jesus as the giver of bread and nothing else. I would ask, and in addition, congruently with the crowd, I too was never left feeling satisfied. Jesus responds to the crowd saying, "You're looking for me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate your fill." What Jesus says to the crowd is that they only seek him out because they inevitably became hungry and wanted more food. However, if we want to feel eternally full and eternally satisfied, we must seek him out for his friendship and eternal love. This ideology that Jesus wanted to communicate or wants to communicate is directly in line with why he tells his disciples to tell no man that he is the Messiah or Jesus the Christ. At first, I wondered why he would ever tell his disciples to not spread who he really was. But I realized it was because Jesus didn't want people to come to him just because they hear he's the Son of God, but for them to come to him for his love, compassion, and grace. As I've grown in my faith, I've learned that I was created to be in a relationship with Jesus, a relationship in which I go to him for who he is and how much he loves me, not for what I believe he can give me. The bread does not last. However, if we recognize Jesus as the bread himself and go to him for that relationship, we will leave feeling eternally satisfied. I realized that once I accepted him and stepped into his open arms and devoted my life to him, everything I do will flourish through him. Whether it be the math test or the soccer game, devoting what I do to him and doing it through him will give me greater fulfillment than me just asking him for it. Even if I fail the test or lose the game, I know that Jesus will be with me as I study for the next test and practice for the next game and continue to stand by my side. So to answer Jesus' question, "Who am I?" I see Jesus as the one who will always be there for me, the one who will always love me and guide me no matter what I do, and the one who will forever satisfy my soul. Amen.
Good morning. I began my journey with Christ at Roland Park Presbyterian Church, where I was baptized. I don't remember much from that church, but I have been told I regularly went to bell choir practice in a baby carrier on my mom's back. We chose to switch to Havenwood Presbyterian Church, where I went to preschool. As I grew up in Havenwood, I was always forced to be involved in the yearly Christmas pageants, acting as an angel until I was older and able to handle a more important part. Back then, I saw Jesus as the star of Christmas pageants. My view of Jesus was also shaped by watching VeggieTale videos during church school in the summer months. So you could say that my answer to Jesus' question of who I say that he is came from talking vegetables, like the all-time favorite Larry the Cucumber. I remember the vegetables always having a Bible lesson in the episode, and we learned about how God helps us handle situations. I played in the bell choir and saw how to worship God through music. My confirmation class gave me the chance to learn more about the church and my relationship with God. My family opened a new chapter of our faith when we became members here at TPC. By participating in youth group for the past 2 years, I've studied the Bible and spent time with friends who share similar beliefs as me. Being a member here allowed me to more deeply explore my faith, like when I helped Miss Jeunesse as the assistant director for Camp Beatry last summer. I was humbled to have such a big role with planning activities and lessons to teach the children about God's love. I could see God at work with all those who volunteer to teach and share their skills with the children of our church and community. At Camp Beatry, I was able to enjoy God's creation and help the children also discover the wonder of God's creation. I knew that God is watching all the joy that the camp brings to the campers, CITs, and volunteers. For today's sermon, we had to answer Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" I think that this answer can be different depending on where we are in our lives and what we are struggling with at the time. Jesus may be a protector when we are in a scary situation, or a healer when we suffer a loss. Jesus may be a forgiver when we commit a sin, or a teacher to help us grow. But what I appreciate the most about Jesus was that he was a servant who helped and cared for others. Jesus teaches us to help one another no matter one's situation or differences. As I look back on how I've grown in my faith, I can see that service has been a big part of my faith. And I feel that I connect with Jesus the most when I also try to serve and help others. I have had opportunities to serve at this church, like with the service small group I participated in this past fall, in ACTC, the Assistance Center of Towson Churches. I also try to practice my faith by helping others outside of this church. One service experience that meant a lot to me involved my Girl Scout project with the elderly. I designed cooking groups with the assisted living residents at Glen Meadows Retirement Community. By working with the residents during the cooking groups, I was able to see them socialize and enjoy the fellowship. I saw them helping each other in different ways. If one couldn't use a knife, then another assisted. If a resident was struggling to follow a recipe, another would lend a hand. We made sandwiches to donate to ACTC. The residents were so excited. When they were able to help others, it lifted their spirit just like it lifted my spirit. I got so much more out of the experience than I had ever expected. I was able to see that when we serve others, like Jesus teaches us, it brings joy to people's lives. Getting involved in activities that excite us and bring us joy and happiness make us feel closer to God. For me, it's service. Jesus was a servant, and when I serve, I follow him.
My faith journey started right here at Towson Presbyterian Church. It was here that I had the privilege of being introduced to the Bible and many of its stories, like Day in the Lion's Den, Noah's Ark, and David and Goliath. Although I don't remember paying much attention, it was more concerned with the toys and sandbox in the godly playroom, I do remember quickly realizing that all these stories revolved around what I thought was a person named God. I pictured him as an old wise man with a shaggy beard, looking down towards us, controlling everything we did. The next big step in my journey of faith occurred not too long after my godly play experience. Going into second grade, I went to Camp Ridgecrest, a summer camp in the mountains near Asheville, North Carolina. At first, I was extremely nervous to go away to a sleepaway camp for 2 weeks, living with kids I had never met in a place I had never been before. I remember being upset for about an hour until I made friends and met my amazing counselors. I had so much fun that year that I ended up going back for the next 7 years. Over these 7 years, I had the opportunity to further study the Bible and learn more about Jesus and the Gospels. The scriptures and lessons I learned at this camp strongly influenced my faith in what it is today. However, what I was being taught about Christianity at camp seemed very different from what I was learning at church. At camp, it seemed there was more pressure to have my faith in God already figured out. It was no longer learning about Jesus in the Bible, but it seemed to be a life or death situation. Did I believe every word the Bible said or not? There seemed to be no in between. I was confused and began to doubt and question my beliefs. It also didn't help that I let many of the political beliefs held at people at this camp change and shape my religious beliefs. Overall, Ridgecrest taught me so many valuable lessons, but for my last few years at camp, I felt lost. I no longer knew what Jesus and my faith meant to me. It wasn't until my freshman year when I joined youth group here at TBC and got involved with an organization called Young Life that I began to reconnect with Jesus. I learned and discussed the Bible without pressure to understand it all. I could formulate my own opinions and grow in my faith surrounded by a healthy Christian community. Through this community, I've had the opportunity to go on mission trips to Honduras, serve lunch to the homeless at our Sunday community lunch, and teach Sunday school to 4 and 5 year old children. I also had the chance to go to Young Life summer camp 2 years ago. This camp felt much more inclusive, and being able to discuss the Bible with friends helped me both grow closer to my friends and to God. Each of these opportunities has helped me grow as a person and provided me with examples of how faith can benefit my life and others. I now feel as though I have a better understanding of the role Jesus has in my life, and I look forward to growing more in my faith. Jesus asked his disciples, "What or who do you say that I am?" I believe that Jesus is a leader and a teacher. I believe he strives to make the world a better place through inclusivity and forgiveness. I believe we should try to follow the morals and values given to us through his stories and parables in the Bible. Finally, I believe Jesus saves and welcomes us all with open arms.